Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Popular songs enjoy playing a numbers game, from all to millions to some. The totals keep dropping until there's nobody left except only you, only me.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
It makes sense, I suppose, to start big and work down. In a love song, you want nothing more than to be alone together, and that means a grand total of two. And since most of the songwriters have been men, for reasons having nothing to do with talent, most of the songs are about women. Some are beautiful, but either way, we've always got a batch and a bunch heading in the direction of one. From Stephen Sondheim's 1972 score to Follies, Gregory Rubin with Beautiful Girls, and from Jerry Herman's 1974 score to Mac and Mabel, Robert Preston as Mack Sennett with Hundreds of Girls.
Hats off, here they come, those beautiful girls. That's what you've been waiting for. Nature never fashioned a flower so fair. So delectable, cheer them in their glory. Diamonds and pearls, dazzling jewels by the score. This is what beauty can be. Beauty celestial, the best you'll agree. All for you, these beautiful girls.
Gives a man ginger and snap, going through life with his little old lap full of hundreds and hundreds of girls. What gives a man power and punch? Tina for breakfast and Lena for lunch, having hundreds and hundreds of girls. Show him a blonde and something in his soul will leap to respond. But then again, he's also terribly fond of this brunette, and so instead of one dandy dish, pass him the candy dish. I'll sprinkle spice into his life to make him forget that he's stuck with his wife. Give him hundreds and hundreds of girls. Beulah and Belle, Gladys and Gert, two for the entree and three for dessert. Give him hundreds and hundreds of girls. Four on a slide, five on a swing. I'm gonna make the cash register ring. Having hundreds and hundreds of girls. I'll fill the screen with Jan and Jane and Joan and Janet and Jean. I'll pull the greatest stunt this business has seen, till every fella from Duluth to Atlanta sees all of his fantasies. Look!
Tea.
This thing called modern man was never designed with only one eternal partner in mind. And so I gotta yell to hell with propriety, leave a variety, sinner or saint, schoolgirl or queen. One girl is boring and two are obscene. Give him hundreds and hundreds of girls.
Gregory Rubin, Beautiful Girls, and Robert Preston, Hundreds of Girls. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. There's an old saw that says men are romantic about sex and women are romantic about love. What could be more irrelevant in the 21st century? But there was a time when people drew their beliefs and behavior from that sort of thing. Here's a practical application that also mixes in attitude shaped by age and experience. Rebecca Spencer, I Love to Have the Boys Around Me, and Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias, To All the Girls I've Loved Before.
Algy, two can play at that game. Boys. Oh, hello, handsome. Where have you been all my life? When I was a baby, I used to sit on my daddy's knee. When I was a schoolgirl, the fellas always appealed to me. My dad said, don't scold her, she'll change when she's older. But strange to say, to this very day, I've never changed. I love to have the boys around me all the time. I'm never happy till I'm with the men. Then I'm unhappy till we meet again. I simply couldn't live without them. There's something makes me wild about them. All kinds, the very large and very small kinds. I love to have them chasing me, embracing me all of the time. Yoo-hoo! This way, boys. I'm hoping for heaven, but let me tell you, in any case, if boys are in up there, I wanna go to the other place. I never will marry a Tom, Dick, or Harry. Just one, you see, wouldn't do for me. I love them all. I love to have the boys around me all the time. I'm never happy till I'm with the men. Then I'm unhappy till we meet again. I simply couldn't live without them. There's something makes me wild about them. All kinds, the very large and very small kinds. I love to have them chasing me, embracing me.
Came along, I dedicate this song
From Irving Berlin's 1914 score, To Watch Your Step, Rebecca Spencer, I Love to Have the Boys Around Me. And from 1975, Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias, with Albert Hammond and Hal David's, To All the Girls I've Loved Before. Songs like these can be personal, that's pretty obvious, but they can also be observational. It's not only what the lyrics say, but whether or not the performance is by an individual or a large group. Hear the difference as Maurice Chevalier sings Girls, 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 and Bobby Clark and the chorus follow with As the Girls Go.
Wine while it's wet, let's do things that we live to regret. Let me dance till the restaurant whirls with the girls, 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 girls. Where there's wine and there's women and song, it is wrong not to do something wrong. When you do something wrong, you must do something right, and I'm doing all right tonight.
As the girls go. pilot. It's a day as the girls go. Old roués and scholars watch the girls blow all their hard-earned dollars from the rocky coast of New England to the mountains out in Cheyenne.
It's the same cry.
It's the same cry.
It's that old primeval yell.
As the goose goes, so will go the gander. And the moose goes where the does meander. Any ram who feels a bit sheepish has a rendezvous with a ewe. And when caterpillars get creepish, do you wonder what they do? As the mares go, so go all the stallions. Belgian hares go, bouncing in battalions. Like a bull is drawn to a heifer, like a rooster chases a hen. Like the heavies buzz the sheavies, like the lion shares his den. As the girls go,
so go the men.
Maurice Chevalier, Girls, 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 and Bobby Clark and the cast of the 1948 musical As the Girls Go with the title number. As long as the songs deal with groups of men or women, rather than with a particular boy or a singular girl, variety rules. The song might be romantic or comic, ethereal or earthy, but ultimately it's about picking one girl from the bunch to make your own. Unless you're content to spend your time in the midst of all of them. Ben Sears with Irving Berlin's 1927 Rainbow of Girls, and from Jerome Kern and Herbert Reynolds' 1917 score to Oh Boy, Greg Wakefield with A Package of Seeds.
Hurry through life and worry, I'm painting fanciful pictures. A dreamer am I, my home is the sky. You may treasure each earthly pleasure while I keep roaming the heavens. I'd rather be there, just walking on air. In the clouds, chasing a rainbow of girls. Far from the maddening crowds, gathering dewdrops for pearls, castles in the air up there. To screen us. Nothing but the stars and Mars and Venus coming between us. I'm happy up in the clouds, chasing a rainbow of girls. Chasing a
I have found there never seems half enough to go round. I've often wished that the gardens they grew, warmed by the sunshine and wet by the dew. If I'd a garden where girlies would grow, you'd find me there with my spade and my hoe. My little garden I never would leave. I'd work from daybreak until the eve. Daytime and night I would cheerfully toil. I'd kill the blight and encourage the soil. And when at last I had cleared it of weeds, I'd go and buy me a package of seeds.
In my own garden where girlies would grow, you'd find me there with the spade and my hoe.
My little garden I never would leave. I'd work from daybreak until the eve.
Daytime and night I would cheerfully toil. I'd kill the blight and encourage the soil.
And when at last I had cleared the weeds, I'd go and buy me a package of seeds. All through the winter they'd lie there below, tucked snugly under a mantle of snow. April at last warmth and flowers would bring, and all my flowers would bloom in the spring. Primrose and myrtle and lilies I'd see, they'd be there growing for no one but me. Delightful creatures, a garden of girls, with fairest features and lovely curls. All round my garden in rapture I'd roam. I'd stay all day there and never go home. And if you imagine what more a man needs than lots of ground and a package of seeds.
And myrtle and lilies I'd see, they'd be there growing for no one but me. Be like the creatures of garden of girls, with fairest features and lovely curls. All round my garden in rapture I'd roam. I'll stay all day there and never go.
The winter they'd lie there below, stuck snugly under a mantle of snow. April at last warmth and showers would bring, and all my flowers would bloom in the spring. Primrose and myrtle and lilies I'd see, they'd be there growing for no one but me. Delightful creatures, a garden of girls, with fairest features and lovely curls. All round my garden in rapture I'll roam. I'd stay there all day and never go home. I can't imagine what more a man needs than lots of ground and a package of seeds.
Delightful creatures, a garden of girls, with fairest features and
Ben Sears' Rainbow of Girls, and Greg Wakefield, A Package of Seeds. As the night wears down, individuals get lost in the crowd. The dance floor and the bar are crowded, the music is loud, the room hot. Pretty soon everybody starts to look alike. Distinctions blur. Have another drink, especially since there are two different ways to evaluate the situation. One observes, the other makes the best of it. Suzanne Gaylor, They All Look Alike, and Mickey Gilley, Don't the Girls All Get Prettier at Closing Time.
The chance. Athletic Jim taught me to swim. Jack drove me in his car. I'd stroll with Ned and golf with Fred. What dear good boys they are. But now, although with one accord they try to please me, I'm just bored. For they all look alike to me now. Yes, they all like me now. I used to feel as fond of them as I could be, but everything has changed somehow. I meet an old acquaintance, but no longer get a thrill. I say, how are you, Clarence? And he tells me his bill. If I see a man on Sunday, I've forgotten him by Monday, for they all look alike to me now.
One, two, three, pick! All the girls all get prettier in clothes and time. Oh, they all begin to look like movie stars. And all the girls all get prettier in clothes and time. When the change starts taking place, let the move on every phase of the fallen angels of the Backstreet Boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work the right in. A few more drinks and I might slip 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes, I wake up with a number 1. I swear I'll never do it anymore. Taking place, but the move on every face of the fall angels of the Backstreet Boys. Criticize the girls at all. I have no Robert Redford, even Overhaul. We all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Ain't it funny, ain't it strange, the way a man's opinions change when he starts to face that lonely night. And all the girls all get prettier.
change starts taking place. As it blew on every face of the fallen angel of the Backstreet Boys. When I say, fallen angels of the Backstreet Boys.
Suzanne Gaylor, They All Look Alike. And Mickey Gilley, Don't the Girls All Get Prettier at Closing Time. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The numbers start to drop. People make choices from which consequences flow. Have you noticed that even though these songs are filled with references to males and females, and love is all around, the songs themselves are romantic or sexy. Everybody's still part of a group, but then the changes begin. The hard part is choosing the one who's best for you. Jack Buchanan, Tyler Brooke, and John Roach, Trimmin' the Women, and Jerry Dixon, Some Girls.
Here's the lucky devil, and I surely envy him, for it's all of inside information. He's in his glory when a lady wants to trim, to wear to me is like a recreation. Oh, oh my, what an occupation. Why waste away your youth searching for the naked truth? Why attend the college, get your knowledge, trimming the women. Who needs a lot of Greek to caress a lady cheek? Couldn't you contrive it while in private, trimming the women? Now, if you care for beauty, be a beauty specialist. He caresses ladies' tresses, and they never resist. But why fly another train? Barber, sex, and yesterday, you could make a sort of indoor sport of trimming the women. Why try to figure out what this world is all about? Never mind the great book, fill your date book, trimming the women. Shy guys and those who feel that they have no sex appeal get a lot of chances for romance, trimming the women. No hairdresser ever had to lead a double life. Now he can test a cute brunette and still be true to his wife. But why sigh and yearn so much for the skin you love to touch? Satisfy the craving, finger waving, trimming the women.
Modern time. bright eyes. While their dreams are grand ones, you want what's just in reach. Some girls you learn from, some you teach. You are not small talk or shiny cars or mirrors or French cologne. You are the river, the moon, the stars. You're no one else I've known. Some girls take pleasure in buying a fine trousseau. Expect things others think nothing of. Some girls you marry, some you
From Richard Whiting, Lee Harline, and Leo Robbins' 1930 score to Monte Carlo, Trimmin' the Women, and from Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty's 1990 score to Once on This Island, Some Girls. From many to one, from dozens to only, from some to the singular, in the space of one song. And when it happens, despite the song's bubbly tempo, we're moving in the direction of love songs. Cliff Edwards with Harry Warren and Mort Dixon's A Great Big Bunch of You.
Say, little honey, I haven't any money, but it's grand, it's grand. It's grand when you haven't any money to hold your honey's hand. Say, little honey, don't you think my clothes are funny, being secondhand? And though I'm out of style, what is it makes my life worthwhile? A little walk, a little park, a little bench, a little dark, a little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. A little kiss, a little sigh, a little when, and a little why. A little who's this, a little what's this, and a great big bunch of you. I'm like a robin in the spring that wants to sing all day. I'll pawn my watch and everything if you'll agree to what I say. A little house, a little lot, and what have we got? Well, you know what. A little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. A little bench and a little dark, a little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. A little kiss, a little sigh, a little when, and a little bit of why. A little who's-es, a little what's-es, and a great big bunch of you. I'm like a robin in the spring that wants to sing all day. I'll pawn my watch and everything if you'll agree to what I say. A little house, a little lot, what have we got? Well, you know what. A little who's this, a little what's this, and a great big bunch of you. And a big bunch of you.
Cliff Edwards with Harry Warren and Mort Dixon's 1932, A Great Big Bunch of You. The next step involves trying to make one out of many as you struggle to isolate individuals and qualities and limit time. It sounds more complicated than it is. It's still a matter of groups and individuals in a single song and trying to figure out one so you end up with something romantic or sexy or both. Fred Sugar Hall, She's the Sweetheart of Six Other Guys, and Joan Morris and William Bolcom rolled into one.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. What the heck do we care? What the heck do we care? One, two, three, four, five, six other guys are worrying me. Oh my, oh what a sweetheart I've got, but she should be shot, I claim. Oh my, she says she likes me a lot, and maybe she's not to blame. I can't really love her because of just a few things that she does. On Monday she takes a walk with Johnny. On Tuesday she has a talk with Jim. On Wednesday she likes to dance with Tommy. On Thursday she takes a chance with Tim. On Friday she goes to dine with Billy. On Saturday it's Percy that buys. Sunday's my only time with that bozo of mine, 'cause she's the sweetheart of six other guys.
With Joe, I like to dance with Ted.
there comes in my direction one combining every masculine perfection, Ruby, Eddie, and Joe, and Dick, and Sam, and Freddy, and Nettie, and Teddy, rolled in one. Everywhere you go, men are useful, so just collect them when you find them. Catch 20, that's plenty. I don't think you need more. If they say you flirt, don't be feeling hurt. That's a way they have, don't mind them. They tell us they're jealous, but that's what men are for. At the opera, I like to be with Freddy to a musical show. I go with Joe. I like to dance with Ted and golf with Dick or Ned, and at the races and other lively places, Sam and Eddie are fun. But I'm pining till there comes in my direction one combining every masculine perfection, who'll be Eddie and Joe and Dick and Sam and Freddy and Betty and Teddy rolled in one.
Fred Sugar Hall with Robert King and Howard Johnson's 1928 She's the Sweetheart of Six Other Guys, and Joan Morris with William Bolcom with Jerome Kern and P.G. Woodhouse's 1917 rolled into one. Once you get to one, does it stay there or does it change itself into only? Now something's happening. You become someone's only, or in a more fanciful way of proceeding, you both become an only. If you think that doesn't make sense, follow along as we move from George and Ira Gershwin's My One and Only to a scene from Noel Coward's Private Lives that includes Nat Ayer and Clifford Gray's If You Were the Only Girl in the World and I Was the Only Boy.
What am I gonna do if you turn me down when I'm so crazy over you? I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why blacken all my skies of blue? I'll tell you, I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done, it can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one, and make us one. So, my one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you.
Thank you.
glad we decided not to go out tonight.
Or last night.
Or the night before.
There's absolutely no reason to when we're so cozy here.
Exactly.
It is nice, isn't it, Elliot?
Yes, but it's an awfully bad reflection on our characters. I think we ought to be absolutely tortured with conscience.
We are, every now and then.
Darling.
I never realized that you cared for me. I never realized that such a thing could be. And when you went away, then I was sad because, for then I realized what a fool I was.
Oh, darling, you look so sweet in your little dressing gown.
It is pretty ravishing, isn't it?
Do you mind if I come round and kiss you?
A pleasure, Lady Agatha.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Big romantic stuff, this, darling.
Having those awful bull's glands popped into me.
Cows for you, dear, bulls for me.
We certainly live in a marvelous age. It must be so horrible for the poor animals being experimented on.
Not when the experiments are successful. Why, in Vienna, I believe, you can see whole lines of decrepit old rats carrying on like the pillar girls.
Oh, darling.
You remember this one?
Well,
when one is lonely, the days are long.
Oh, of course.
Time is so fleet. Why shouldn't we meet? Each night I sing you a lover song. It's incomplete, my sweet, my sweet.
Someday I'll find you. Moonlight behind you.
Clicquot Club Eskimos with My One and Only, and Noel Coward and Gertrude Lawrence with a medley that included If You Were the Only Girl in the World. We started with Hundreds and end with Only. It's the mathematical equivalent of falling in love. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Decide to run along somewhere far away off, make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me. Pretty,
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.